North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com is brought to you in part by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern, a great place to stop by while you're out on your holiday shopping this month.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Well, Rick, what's happening in the news as we peruse the front pages and maybe go in a few pages if we can handle it?
I got a cracker in my mouth here, Bill, but let me finish up here. A lot going on, really, in Gloucester. I think we'll start at the top. A couple of fish-related things, or at least sea-related things. The Gloucester City Council has voted to approve adding an assistant harbor master's position. Now, Jim Colquette, the harbor master, has just retired, so that position is opening up. And they've created a new position for an assistant harbor master, budgeted at $54,000. So the harbor master itself is around $80,000, and the assistant is $54,000. But I don't know if the assistant is part-time or not. I don't know. I couldn't find that. Anyway, a new position in Gloucester. And the other thing that I think is of import is that a while back, Mayor Safatia Romeo Taken in Gloucester was touting new fish and an agreement with the 99 restaurants to sell Gloucester fish. And there's a beautiful story on the front page of the Gloucester Times by Sean Horgan relating how things are going at the local 99 in Danvers. And according to the article, they're selling haddock at a record pace and doing very, very well, with haddock that is brought in from Gloucester's seafood processing and from Gloucester fishing boats. So apparently the haddock is well received and it's going out like crazy in the 99. So that's a good thing.
Selling like haddock. Selling like haddock. Yeah.
Selling like hotcakes, I guess, or fish cakes. And the other thing, the sea-related thing, is that the Nat Geo channel, National Geographic channel, has apparently renewed Wicked Tuna. And that series, I guess, is 5 years old. I have a friend down in Dallas. I went to school with him. He's an engineer down there, and he watches Wicked Tuna all the time. And I hate to confess that I've never seen an entire episode, but it has been renewed, and that's good news for the Gloucester tuna boats.
Yeah, I know a fisherman or two, and they do watch Wicked Tuna, or have watched it. I'm not sure if the younger guys do or not, but I know somebody that does, so it's obviously a very popular show. So yeah, I'm with you.
A bunch of those guys are former students of mine, and that's pretty cool. What else was I going to say here, Bill? I thought I had one more deal to mention, and I don't know if I can find it. The big turbine up at Blackburn Circle that's been down for, and it hasn't been down, but it's been offline for a while. It's spinning right now. They're testing a part, apparently, but then it's going to be taken offline again for another few months, and they still need 6 or 7 more months, I guess, to fix that the biggest turbine. There are three up there at Blackburn Circle. Oh, I know what it was. There's an article about a controversial display. I don't know if you saw that. There's a local angle to it. I guess at the American Legions and the Department of Veterans Affairs, at American Legions across the country, they have a table that is called the Missing Man Table, and it is in honor of POWs or missing in action veterans who still are unaccounted for. And it's a display with a flag and a hat and a jacket and stuff like that that's left at these places that, you know, signifies that there's someone still missing. And I guess the controversy is arising, in fact, because of a Bible that is on each of these displays. And there are people who are raising Cain, so to speak, about this Bible that is there. And so there's a bit of a discussion going on between veterans councils and others who don't want the Bible there, and of course the veterans do, signifying that it's just in honor of those who are not among us.
Wow, yeah.
Weird.
I know. That's a whole nother debate. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the things that people can get upset over, and, you know, the Bible there, you know, I was just thinking about that. The Bible is there as a matter of reverence and respect. That's all. Now, I'm thinking that if I've got a Jewish friend or a Muslim friend and I do have some Jewish friends. I don't know about Muslim friends. But if I were, say, MIA or whatever, a POW or weren't around, and I saw a display that was in honor of someone missing in my category, and there were, let's say, a Quran there or a Torah there, and it was just out of meant for respect, and I think that would be really cool. So I don't know why people are getting upset by this, but whatever.
Right. In all of this, it seems like you're disrespecting. You know, if it had been a Quran, Rick, would they have objected to it? Whoever this group is that objected to, I don't know. You know, or is it just because it is the Bible? Is it, you know, is that objectionable? I guess my point is, Rick, why pick a fight with certain people over certain things, such as that, when it's been a fabric of the country for years? I don't think it's objectionable. I don't think it's how do I want to say it? It's not a slap, as you said, against a Muslim or a Jewish person. It's done in respect and respecting the person's life. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, and that's all. It's live radio.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, keep going.
All right, we're still on. Okay, you go ahead and answer that.
No, we're fine. We're fine.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the thing is, I do object to, because I was very uncomfortable with it down south, I do object to mandatory prayer in school. I was a long-time educator. I believe in this country. I believe in what I believe in. But I don't like the public prayer that was mandatory. I'm not in favor of that. But certainly a Bible, a Quran, a Torah, anything like that that's meant for respect for those missing or those who are might be considered your brethren or sistern, I just don't have any problem with that. And I think that people go out of the way to try to keep these people who are missing in remembrance and out of respect. So anyway, I just found that article interesting, that there is somebody, I don't know whether it's an atheist or what the category is, but I know in Gloucester, they plan on keeping that Bible on the missing man table.
Well, that's good. Good for them. And, you know, at some point, I'm with you. I think there's a place for religion, and there's a place where it should be, where we separate religion and state. Prayer in school, I'm with you. It should not be taking place in public schools. And that's not disrespectful to religion. It's just that public schools are public schools and religion is religious. But we are free to celebrate whatever religion we want to in this country. And that's one of the reasons I thought the country was formed. And so in that regard, respect all religions. But yet on the other hand, I don't think we should be out trying to crush religions either. And that's what it seems like we're doing. We're crushing religions. Although I don't like, again, hearing, flipping it over again, I think when politicians start talking about religion, I think that they ought to shut up about religion, to be honest with you, because again, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, you know. But on the other
hand, I got news for you. I think some of these evangelists ought to shut up about religion. These people are on television saying, "Send me money and God will heal."
Yeah, well, that's another story. But they have the right to do that, just like they have the right to ask us, just like they have the Home Shoppers channel to have us try to buy whatever we want to on that too, you know. So whatever. So,
yep, put it in perspective. Thank you.
All right. I probably haven't resolved anything. Probably made a lot of people upset. But again, it's I'm tolerant. I mean, again, my view is I'm tolerant. If it had been that if they wanted to have a Bible, fine, let them have a Bible there. And there are certain, you know, if you're a private institution like Boston College, you do. And yet it's, you know, sort of private public kind of a deal, very, very public in so many ways. But there's faith that is the foundation of that school. Rick, I don't know if you're there or not, if we lost our signal. We might have lost our signal. Let me just pick up on a couple of things here. In Peabody, they are going to be celebrating their 100 years as a city, and it will be starting Sunday at 11 o'clock at Brooksby Farm and Family Festival. So this is a story in the front page of the Salem News done by Alan Burke. And overall, the extended birthday party is slated to have four additional events over the next year. The weekend's bash is expected to attract 2,000 to 3,000 people. And the residents, let's see here, residents are going to have a wonderful time at our event, said Mayor Ted Betancourt. On Sunday, the mayor expects to attend along with his family. Food will be a major draw at this gathering, but more on that later. The Brooksby Festival promises to be very kid-friendly, according to Mary Belovince, the co-chair of the PBD 100, with plenty of activities, games, a DJ, and all that stuff. And an expert on hula hoop competition, according to the other co-chair, City Councilor Tom Gould. That might sound a little bit retro to the 50s, but they have had hoops and hulas before, and that theme will be coming back from 1960. Wow, that goes way, 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 way back. And those are some of our news stories making news today here on the North Shore. And just looking for one other thing here. No, I guess that's pretty much it for today. And so let's turn our attentions to sports and North Shore sports and beyond. And Rick, what's catching your eye in sports?
Well, you know, a couple of things besides the obvious. The Red Sox are fun again. Absolute blast. And I get a kick out of the controversy brewing on talk radio now about Jackie Bradley Jr. But that's fun. And I think locally, Bill, God, the weather is fantastic. And hopefully we'll be able to cover some stuff today. I plan to try to get out and cover what I can today. But I do want to mention, coming up on Monday night on North Shore Sports Night, we've got a very special guest besides our usual lineup. We're going to be talking to Charles Learson, and he is a journalist, author, and an adjunct professor at the City University of New York's Graduate School of Journalism. He's going to be on Monday, and he has a book out about Ty Cobb. It won an award last year for Baseball Book of the Year, and it's called Ty Cobb, A Terrible Beauty. And we're going to talk about that and some of the issues regarding the history of sports and sports writing.
All right, now this guy is telling you, Rick, that Ty Cobb was a pretty good guy, right? Which is contrary.
Absolutely.
Which is contrary to what the other narrative on Ty Cobb is.
Well, I'm going to let him explain that, because it's a fascinating story. How basically one biographer is the guy who turned everything around on Ty Cobb and made him look really bad to us sports fans, and he's going to explain that, and he's going to explain his research and how his research has shown Ty Cobb in an entirely different light.
Gotcha. Okay.
Among other things.
Yeah, among other things. Among other things, Monday night at 7 o'clock on North Shore Sports Night. I'm struck by a couple of things in sports yesterday, a couple of baseball surprises, I think. We've got a post up there with a bunch of games. So Danvers continues to win in baseball. They got a night game tonight. They're playing host to Marblehead under the lights in Danvers. It's their first night game of the year. Also, in Peabody yesterday, the Peabody baseball team defeated Lynn Classical 6-0 behind the pitching of Vasily Stephanopoulos. So he had a one-hitter, I guess, did a great job, complete game victory against Lynn Classical. And that looked to be a really good, tough game, but Stephanopoulos just shut down the Rams yesterday. Also, one other note here, it was Salem baseball. They have not had a lot of huge wins this year, but they got one yesterday as they knocked off Swampscott in Salem 4-2. And Gavin Softick there is rebuilding that program, doing a great job. And Brady McGrath on the mound, he is just a sophomore, I believe it is. And he had a great game against on the mound against Swampscott last night, yesterday. So McGrath, that was his first varsity start as a pitcher. So that was a big win for Salem High School baseball.
Sounds good. Glosser losing to Saugus yesterday. The kid from Saugus pitches another one-hitter. He got no hit by Liam Lyons first time around, but he pitched a one-hitter again. Second no-hit, one-hitter against Glosser. Saugus winning. I think the kid's name is Ali Udo.
Now that kid is the guy that got the one hit at the plate against Beverly earlier this week. I think it was Monday. So he's quite an athlete for Saugus baseball. Yeah, so quite an athlete. And I'm just looking to see if I can find that name here. No, I got to flip my pages here. But I know who you're talking about. And but a nice shout-out to him. We are going to try to be reaching out to a lot of schools. But, oh, man, I'm not finding it here. Oh, man. Oh, well, I'm not seeing that story. But anyways, Aurelio or whatever.
Aurelio.
Yeah, really.
Aurelio.
Yep. So he's the guy. He's he's their guy. Just someone. Yeah, he's the guy. And like I said, he's the guy that threw the one hitter and then got the one hit at the plate against Beverly in a losing 4-0 decision earlier this week. All right, Rick. I guess that's it. Plenty of sports news coming up in the days ahead, I'm sure. And we'll keep you posted. We'll check scores tonight as well. And so we have a bunch of things happening. So that'll do it for us on North Shore today on this Thursday. And we'll see you again tomorrow. I'm Bill Newell with Rick Moore on MSO News Sports.
MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio. North Shore Sports Radio.